You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the first cases of a disease that would later become known by the acronym AIDS, caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV. Since then, 32.7 million people worldwide have died as a result of AIDS-related illnesses. Well, in June, the Biden administration directed insurers to cover costs for the HIV prevention treatment PrEP. Dr. Susan Hoover specializes in infectious disease at Sanford Health and is joining us to talk about the treatment and who should seek it. Dr. Hoover, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, nice to speak with you.
So what is PrEP?
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and it is a way in which a person who's at risk of acquiring HIV can take a medication every day to prevent themselves from being infected, even if they are exposed.
All right. Is it a pill, an injection? It must be a pill if you're doing it every day.
It's a pill, yeah. There are two different pills available. They are similar to each other. They have some small differences that a physician can help a person figure out which one is best for them. But yes, it would be one pill once a day.
Why not a vaccine at this point? 40 years now we've been watching this virus and its effects. Why not have
right.
a vaccine?
Yeah, it's not through lack of trying. It's a difficult virus to establish a vaccine for. It's an RNA virus. It mutates very readily. And it establishes itself in many parts of the body. It's not just in the blood. It's in the lymph nodes. It's in the gut, possibly in other tissues. So a vaccine has to really stimulate the immune system to find the virus wherever it is and eradicate it. And there have been some vaccines that looked like they were having a bit of an effect, but so far no vaccine has been found. The scientific community keeps on pursuing it and trying to develop new approaches. So that would be ultimate goal. That would be wonderful. And we're not there yet.
Yeah. Any hopes, glimmers from the fight against COVID and mRNA vaccines that some of that technology or, you know, the race to get the vaccine like we did might have seeds of a solution for an HIV vaccine?
So the mRNA platform is very exciting, and it's being pursued definitely for several other viruses, influenza, other respiratory viruses like human metapneumovirus. I'm not aware of any trials as yet for HIV.
All right. So does this mandate change anything? Because the Biden administration says this prevention treatment should be free if you have insurance. Are you seeing any impact of a policy like that?
So hopefully this will be a change. It was just put out in June, as you said, and they have some months to get in compliance, but I'm hoping that insurers will start to get in compliance with this. For some people, even if they had insurance, there were still copays, not only for the medication, but for the associated office visits and lab tests. So I think that this could be a game changer for many people. As you know, being insured doesn't guarantee that you can still afford your medical costs.
Right.
So yes, I think this will help.
And there are still many, many people in South Dakota who are uninsured, and this does really nothing to change their HIV prevention treatment at all? Or is there something I'm missing?
Them, yeah. Yeah, there are a couple different options for people with no insurance. Certainly, they should look into the availability, get help if they need it to go on the exchanges and see if there might be an insurance plan they would qualify for. But beyond that, the manufacturer has assistance programs for people who qualify in terms of income. And then there's a U.S. government program. Its name is Ready, Set, PrEP, where they can help connect people with actually government sources of payment for PrEP. So there are some options available even if you are uninsured.
All right. And note to listeners, we're going to get medical now. Dr. Hoover, you said at-risk people. Tell us a little bit about HIV, how it is spread, and who is at risk.
Sure. So HIV is still spread primarily through sex and through injection drug use, specifically sharing needles and other equipment. So people who are at risk are, number one, people who have a partner with HIV. That is probably the number one population. And then certainly people who do not consistently use condoms as a barrier to HIV transmission during sex. And then, of course, if a person is injecting drugs and they're sharing any of their equipment, that would also be a person who's at high risk for HIV.
What kind of questions should you ask your doctor if you're trying to figure out if PrEP treatment is right for you?
So I would ask about the things that you just mentioned. Who is at risk? Am I at risk? If you are comfortable disclosing perhaps who your partner is, if you know whether they're infected, whether you've been diagnosed with another sexually transmitted infection in the past 6 months, to try to have your doctor help you get a feel for whether you're a person who would benefit. You, of course, would also ask, what are my options for paying for it? So you certainly don't want to get a prescription and not be able to pay. And then ask what your obligation would be. So it would be to get tested for HIV generally every 3 months, to have your kidney function monitored every 6 months, and to be tested for other sexually transmitted infections when it's appropriate. So what I would ask my doctor, what is it that makes me at risk? And if I were to start PrEP, what would I need to do?
We're going to talk with a representative from the State Department of Health tomorrow about surveillance and prevalence of HIV. Is there anything that you've noticed? I'm also looking at some other sexually transmitted diseases that are on the rise in the state. Anything you want to leave us with about how big of a problem this might be and how big of a risk we are at geographically?
So we know that we have a low population here in South Dakota, but our rates of sexually transmitted infections, as you mentioned, are actually fairly high. I don't want people to think that they are somehow safe because they live in a relatively low populated state. Other infections can lead to an easier acquisition of HIV. So treating those other sexually transmitted infections is really important to help reduce somebody's risk for acquiring HIV. And there are people who have HIV and are not aware. So that is the biggest risk both to themselves and to their partners. I would encourage people to seek out testing. Every adult should be tested for HIV at least once.
Dr. Susan Hoover is an infectious disease specialist at Sanford Health. We'll talk more about HIV in South Dakota tomorrow with a representative from the South Dakota State Department of Health. Dr. Hoover, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure.